Blog Talk Radio.
All right, in their first debate, Hillary Rodham Clinton's opening salvo included the word pig. Donald Trump's defense should have immediately included the following question. Hillary, how did you feel personally when your ex-employer referred to Sarah Palin as a pig? That would have been the world's greatest pickle. I feel like tonight's program is a preamble of sorts to this evening's big bout in Vegas featuring Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. We've arrived at the best place in America to meet prior to the third and final U.S. presidential debate of 2016. I am Dakota Lone Star, and this is Cantankerous with Cause. All right. Excuse me. Now I'm going to give you tonight's call number in just a few minutes, but before we get to the phones tonight, I want to let you know that our first segment this evening has been devoted entirely to America's ladies. I am so very grateful that a significant percentage of females in America are truly inspirational, and for that, I thank you. A lot to talk about tonight. We are actually hoping to cover Hillary's duplicitous care for women. When, if ever, should we, as a conservative nation, should secede? And a little gun control talk before the sounding bell, and which will mark the next to beginning of the third and final presidential debate. Excuse me. All right. So this first section, I just sound like I was from Wisconsin there. That's horrible. So, anyway, where were America's ladies? This is, you know, if you have a pen or anything to write with, really. I'm going to present a couple of questions, and I would like for the ladies to call in. I guess call number is 929-477-4090, and I really only want to hear from women this evening. I'm actually just still getting over bronchitis. Thought it was gone a week ago. I ended up relapsing a little bit, but ergo, good times. All right, question number one that I wanted to pose to American ladies. Where were America's ladies when Colleen Hufford was beheaded at her job in Oklahoma? Now, I'm a guy, and I'm still upset by the fact that for the Huffords, life will never be the same again. That is, Mr. President, when one American has been stolen from us, no pun intended, an act of war has been waged on all of us. Of course, the same goes for the lives taken from the earth by demon-possessed Dylan Roof, providing you with a perfect opportunity at that point, because the Boston Marathon bombing and the demonic act by Dylan Roof would have provided ample cover for you, sir, to have stood up, gone live before the nation, and said, Dylan Roof and Boston Marathon bombers, for example. This is not how we roll as Americans. Regardless of the deep divide within the United States of America, which is actually the bedrock for any civilized nation, and that bedrock is founded upon nonviolence. Even, you know, like if you flip a coin every Sunday before a football game, the captains, you know, stroll out onto the field and they flip a coin. And let's imagine for a moment that we are, the conservative Americans are tails, and you guys, all the other quote-unquote Americans, are heads. Even if you differ, at this point, we've been engraved on the same coin, so to speak. I wish that weren't so. Tell me it isn't so, Joe. I wish that weren't so. I really wish that weren't so. That we could just run a perfect straight from North Dakota to Texas. I'm going to get to that in just a minute. And then pick up a couple of states east and west of that line. And then you guys can have the left coast and the northeast. And we'd be happy to just take over North Dakota to Texas, pick up a couple of states either east or west of that line. And we would do quite well. And you all would suffer greatly without the taxes of hardworking Americans and business owners and families in terms of the death tax. So anyway, but so I want to hear from the ladies out there. Give me a call at 929-477-4090. The first question this evening is, where were America's ladies when Colleen Hufford was beheaded at her job in Oklahoma? Now, I'm a guy, and I'm still upset by the fact that for the Huffords, life will never be the same again. So I want to know how angry you were, an actual physical attack, an actual beheading here in the United States of America, on our soil, in the state of Oklahoma. And I just don't really understand this nation any longer, because every election, the number one issue is always the economy. Now, the economy is important, absolutely. But this time, I believe it runs a distant second to the individual welfare of peace-loving Americans across the nation. I do. I want you to be safe. My desire is for you to not have to sleep with one eye open because of all of the fiendish, devilish activity. You know, here's the thing. We as conservatives aren't creating laws, you know, that state that you can't visit like a rave nightclub in Orlando where 50 or 60 people, I'd have to go back and look, were stolen from us. And then, you know, you got the Boston Marathon bombers. You have Nidal Hassan that should already be fertilizing some kind of a pig plant somewhere already. And then you've got, gosh, you have others, the San Bernardino Devils, Dylan Roof. I mean, I don't care if you string them all up together. Dylan Roof can just ride the same line as the others, you know, and then bury them all in the same place too, in the same grave, for all I care. All right, which leads me to another point. I have a friend that's Turkish, and the friend said, you know, Todd, we don't hate President Bush because he was aware that Saddam Hussein used weapons of mass destruction on many of our people. And if you want to go ahead and exhume some bodies, Michael Moore, go ahead and take a shovel over there. Maybe it'll help you lose a little weight in the process. Having gotten fat, you're like the fatted calf of Babylon in one sense. So anyway, this is fun. But all right, so I haven't gotten a caller on that first question, so let's look at this. Let's look at the second question. Where are America's ladies? Because it's so much easier to pick out a 15-year-old American girl, all-American girl in a red bow at a town hall meeting in Pennsylvania and then hear a speech that was concocted at the pen of a Democratic leader for that county. You know, it's so much easier. It just is. You got to be honest with yourselves. It's easier to point at a girl in a red bow, a 15-year-old girl, pubescent 15-year-old girl, and say, hey, sweetie, you in the red bow, what do you got for me? And then her daddy wrote her, or helped her construct a sweet little question for Mama Hillary, and Mama Hillary being the you know, the devoted woman that she is. Here's what's interesting. All right. Which leads to my next question. Where are America's ladies when it comes to bedding down with the Gilbert Chiggowries of the free world, quote-unquote free world? You know damn well it's not the free world over there. in the Middle East and in large swaths of Africa and Asia. It's not the free world. We're not the free world though either anymore. Nope. Because what happens is when you've got a 5% minority over here, like the 1% and 2% and 3% minority in the Middle East, it just gets crucified and burned to death. And they're definitely darker than me as a white American. but it's interesting because I want to know where the ladies are. Would you be okay if your savior with differing genitalia than Donald Trump, your new savior, you know, you're looking to pop, and some of the younger ones, not the older ones, but the I'm going to give the older ones some credit, but some of the younger girls, you know, they're looking to pop America's cherry back to back based on the fact that Madam Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton has different, allegedly has different genitalia than than Donald Trump does, or the Donald. So I would have a problem if I were a woman. See, here's the thing. There's when you're for a cause, be for that cause across the planet without signing a UN treaty, or I mean a UN laundry list of people that believe that you can get more done with the Bruce Springsteen concert 24/7, 365. You know, that's going to stop a John Jaweed and an Al Qaeda and ISIS and so forth, right? Yeah, not, no. Sorry. All right, so let's imagine for a moment that I were Hillary Rodham Clinton. And let's imagine for a moment that a billionaire to the tune of $4.2 or $3 billion with this B as in Bravo gave my foundation money. And let's imagine for a moment, and this is just an imaginary world. I'm not saying it's true. And see, here's this thing. Approach things. You know, if a kid comes into my office and I'm a counselor in a high school and the kid says, Johnny was beating the crap out of me, but I don't see any like visible marks, then I could call Johnny in and say, Johnny, if this is true, it needs to stop. So we've lost any modicum of spinal aptitude or intestinal fortitude in these, the land of the home and the land of the free and home of the brave, right? Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so Gilbert Chiagari, how are you with him? You know, he cleans up well, he wears a suit, he's worth an alleged $4.2 billion, and he asked Hillary Clinton allegedly. Now, I'm not saying this is true, but wouldn't you want to know if you were a lady? If you were a true feminist and truly a woman. You know, with the, I just, I, my belief is that you'd want to know whether or not she was in bed with the Gilbert Gilly Boy Chiagari or in bed with Saudis and taking money from people, you know, like the Sharia Sheikhs that are abusing women the world over. You really want to go back there? Do you, how can you, can't be a feminist and be okay with a couple moving over here, that just met, it was an arranged marriage, and then the woman's getting the crap beat out of her. How can you be okay with that? You're sick if you're okay with that. You have a deep, resounding, residing illness if you're okay with women's voice being counted, you know, half or less than half of a man's voice. You can't reconcile those two things. They're irreconcilable. All right. So that was my second question. Where are America's ladies when it comes to bedding down with the Gilbert Chiagaris of the free world? Because then what happens is Gilbert Chiagari allegedly asked, you know, here, I'll slide you this money. I look good in a suit. I'm going to slide you some more money, and then I'm going to ask you to keep Boko Haram off of a terrorist watch list. Wow. Really? And America's quite possibly about to pop its second cherry or back-to-back cherry on this woman? Really? You couldn't find someone better than that? I'm not saying Trump is a great man. He's been pretty lewd at times. But you know what? For God's sake. Which leads me to my another question. Is there a difference when Donald Trump refers to women as pigs and when Barack Obama does? I'm just being real with you. I'm just being real, you know. America's first black president, can I go there tonight? Is there a difference when Donald Trump refers to women as pigs and when Barack Obama does and did, referring to Sarah Palin as a pig? Right? Now, I do have a fourth question this evening. Ladies in the audience, for the ladies, again, for the ladies in the audience, because this first segment is devoted to you, hopelessly devoted to you in many cases. Last question for you. Are you aware that Vogue awarded Carolina State Sorority in 2012 or 14? Awarded them busing to the polling places, a North Carolina State Sorority, busing to the polling places, complete with Magic Mike, or a couple of Magic Mics, whatever, or a Magic Mic per bus, or what have you. Now, interestingly enough, you're so, you know, like, supposedly you're in this shock and state of shock and awe in terms of, oh, they're not. How can he speak like that around our little girls? And yet, you're willing to put a woman in office that has accepted tens of millions of dollars from Sharia Shanks, perhaps? And number two, you know, oh my gosh, really? I mean, the duplicity in this country is deafening. The duplicity is deafening. And I think what I'm going to do, interestingly enough, and all of this information is copyrighted material, but I'm thinking about making a bumper sticker that says duplicity, the new sound of freedom, instead of jet noise or Harley noise being the sounds of freedom. They've been replaced with duplicity, the new roaring lion of freedom. Yeah, right, whatever. Okay. All right, so the guest call number tonight is 929-477-4090. Looking to get a call from a lady. I know there are ladies out there. I'm married to one. I'm married to an exceptional woman that that I clean and cook with and for quite a bit at a time, because I don't believe that we should be filming 28 Years a Slave within modern America, and certainly not within the modern family. So, all right, here we go. Call number 929-477-4090. What do you think, America? Do you think that Americans, by and large, to the tune of, gosh, you know, if the polls are true or accurate, that Obama has a approval rating of above 55% over the course of the last couple of weeks or so, that would tell me that more than one out of two Americans are Mod family, right? And that's not a surprise, though. I mean, any longer, and I've, if I ever get the chance to talk to Sir Chris Plan again of Washington's WMAL, I'm going to just ask him the question, you know, look, how long can we go on talking about this, which leads perfectly into my second segment for the evening, when and if we should ever secede. Texas and any other states that want to go that road, hoe that path, or that trail, so to speak. Should we ever secede as individual states? And, you know, if things continue to get worse, I'd happily move to Texas. I love how they do business down there, and God forbid they think outside of the box. You know, it's been estimated that if we took all of the money from the top 5% of America, we would run out of those funds. the new America would burn through those funds. The new America would burn through those funds inside of a year. So we have to think outside of the box a little bit. All right, so secession. Secession has been on my brain for a number of years. My question is this. I would love, well, first, a comment. I would love to see us run a perfect straight from North Dakota to Texas, pick up a state or two on either side, east or west of that line, and quiet. I have a puppy that's barking. Pick up a state, a couple of states actually east of that line, and no, a few states east and a few states west of that line. You know, in particular, Montana, Wyoming, Utah would be west. On the possibly Oklahoma, and on the east side of the North Dakota Texas line, you know, we could pick up a couple of states too, obviously. And I think that would be a great move. What do you think tonight? What say ye? give me a call at 929-477-4090. Let me know what you think. Is there when would you be willing to secede if you're a conservative? And we know that the other side of the coin will never concede, because they've already proven it time and time again over the last 8 years with their Sharia shenanigans, their Lois Lerner worm, and leaning on filmmakers that are more black than our president, or, you know, in terms of having an Indian father and an Indian mother, and in terms of having an Egyptian father and an Egyptian mother. So really, if you want to look at that, things that way, we can. And here's the thing. It was so 2 years ago, folks. So 2 years ago, in terms of continuing, you know, the birther movement. At this point, I don't give a rat's arse tibula whether or not you were born, you're a eighth generation American, and or 10th generation American, and mommy's, whatever. Mommy is from Nebraska, and daddy is from Florida, and I don't care anymore. Because there's a such, you know, now we need a new litmus test at this point after this clown has almost carried us into the winds, prevailing winds of a nuclear winter where Russia and U.S. relations are concerned. I don't care anymore. I don't care where he was born. I couldn't give a rat's arse to feel if he was born in Africa at this point. I just know that he's not spiritually American, that's for damn sure, because a spiritual American with an IQ higher than 128 or 29 would have stood up in the same address to the United States and said, Dylann Roof, that's not how we roll, son. Boston Marathon bombers, that's not how we roll, regardless of our worldview, whether it be a Christian worldview or a Buddhist worldview or a Muslim worldview, or if this guy were of the American spirit, and I was wishing he would be, you know, after he was elected at a certain point, shortly after he was elected the first time in 2008 and after he took over the White House in 2009, I was so hoping that this guy was going to, you know, be able to bridge the divide between black people and brown people, or black on black. For several years, I've been hoping that black on black crime would just end. I mean, decades, my entire life. I mean, I hate to see it. I would love to see the African-American community get together and become so strong that they could learn a lot from the Jewish communities around the world, actually. And, I wish they weren't so divided. I mean, the Bible talks about a divided house, you know, and interestingly enough, and sadly enough, and tragically enough, and horrifically enough, It's horrifying to me, at least, or deeply disconcerting at best, that we as a nation united will fall, we'll all fall. Divided, I'm quite sure that they would fail. Now, because they just keep hoeing the same row. They keep plowing the same field. 2% isn't doing its fair share. Well, again, unless you're able, not willing, well, the willing part's gone. The willingness to think outside the box is gone when it comes to liberal Democrats, socialists and communists that they are, dictators, and Lois Lerner, worm, unconventional in terms of American warfare against our citizens. But anyway, man, we got to do something. All right, looking for a call tonight at 929-477-4090. Do you think that there's ever a point where we should come apart? Do you think there, part two of that question would be, do you think that we're headed toward another civil war in the United States of America? Personally, I believe that a significant percentage of Democrats, 20 or 30%, pretty significant percent, probably mirrors the percent of Muslims that are down with Sharia law at 20% or whatever, aren't actually of the American spirit either, but are Farrakhanites and Farrakhanites that have set their feet to the field of violence and so forth. And, you know, when if ever should we secede and or come apart and just come up with a plan? And let me just go over a couple of things that mark true Americans in terms of this test, this litmus test, collectively speaking. I was thinking about it today, and I actually created a new Facebook page. I'm not going to go there right now, but with you. But I do want to cover a couple of things. Make no mistake, although we currently reside within previously established borders on a national as well as state-by-state basis, America can be divided between those which are in large part mature or maturing and those that won't be bothered when a single voter voice is replaced with corruption. Did you get that? True Americans of the American spirit. Screw the birther. That's so 2 years ago. True Americans of every persuasion are deeply troubled when one voice is eradicated under the guise of patriotism. Did you get that? America can be divided between those which are in large part mature or maturing, willing to mature, and those that won't be bothered when a single voter voice is replaced with corruption. That's really kind of what it boils down to. You guys think you're the champions of individual voice. The left, honest to God, is delusional. They believe that they champion individualism. In fact, half of the United States Senate is unable to conduct business when 'tis their candidate that's having his or her feet held to the fire. That's right. Half of the United States Senate and walks. They go on these timely walkabouts, so to speak, walkouts. Listen, if you're making $180,000 a year, stay in your seats, I'm sorry, and do your job. If your person's having their feet held to the fire, don't you want to know what the argument is against them, he or she? So that you can either combat it with truth or lose in a dignified manner. If you're making $100,000 a year without special interests the save the owl card in some wallets and the save the oil card in other wallets to be sure. All right, so we have half of the country being represented by half of all the senators, basically, and they just walk out. They're not interested in the truth any longer. Neither are their constituents to a certain extent. That's pretty damning. All right. Number two, I believe as an individual American, God forbid that I, as an individual American, believe that all life is precious, born and unborn, stateside and internationally. Nigerian women matter, Madam Secretary. So don't go to bed, financially speaking, with the Gilbert Chiggaurys. Otherwise, don't run for president of the United States of America. Because this middle-aged white American is so bigoted and such the chauvinist that he's not okay with you running for president of the United States of America. If you're betting down with the Gilbert Chiggaurys of the free world. All right. Number three. Not wanting or allowing for voter rolls to be cleansed isn't simply shady business without repercussions, with few repercussions, rather, but it's quite damning, really. Do you get that? Not wanting or allowing for voter rolls to be cleansed isn't simply shady business without repercussions, or with few repercussions, rather. You know, the bumps in the road that Obama talks about. Well, for all practical purposes, Sir Colleen Hufford, bump. I was driving through Oklahoma last year, and boom, what did I hit? Oh, that was Colleen Hufford's head. No big deal. She was just a bump in the road. But you're not allowing for voter rolls. What are you hiding? People come and people go in terms of the natural life cycle, in terms of life and death, and the cry of a newborn babe, and then fertilizing daffodils shortly thereafter. As the crow flies, so goes time. But if you're not okay with voter rolls being purged, it's really quite damning, isn't it? All right. In the next session, I'm going to move on to gun control. All right. And I'm going to take about a 2 minute break, and I'll be back with you at the outset of 7:35. Thanks for listening. This is Cantankerous with a Cause, or with Cause, rather. And I am Dakota Lone Star, your host. Check me out on Twitter at DOC_OTA Lone Star. All right, folks, I'm back. Dakota Lone Star back with you. All right, so we have this big debate coming up tonight, and I want to know what you think, too. The call number is 929-477-4090. If you're a Donald Trump fan, how will Donald be best served this evening? I think I've already added my quote-unquote 10 cents worth, and I believe that what I've said this evening, in terms of the duplicity of Hillary Rodham Clinton and where women are concerned, I think he could just stay that line all night pretty much. Because it's true. All right. So we're going to go up and move on to gun control. All right, here's the thing. I spent almost 4 hours on the FBI website about, gosh, it's been a while back now, upwards of a year perhaps. And I was able to glean some really interesting nuggets from my time, I believe, well spent on their website. So what I was studying was deaths by or related to firearms, so to speak, right? And what I learned was from that particular website, if you will, let me put the car in reverse just for a second and speak to the fact that Hillary will always tell you that there are like 60 or 70 people that are murdered on a daily basis. That's hogwash. I don't believe it's over 35 five, right? So she almost doubles numbers, and I believe it's under 30 actually on the average day across the nation. But be that as it may, I was like I said on the FBI website, and I noticed that the majority, Eureka, anyway, the majority of firearm related death occurs in urban centers with 200,000. That's right. Let me repeat that again. The majority of firearm related death, collectively speaking, occurs across the nation within urban centers comprised of residential numbers north of 200,000. Okay. So here's the thing. It was interesting because I think it was in the second debate, they touched a little bit on gun control, and they talked about Donald Trump was some figures speak out of Donald Trump in terms of Rudy Giuliani, oh my God, that guy's awesome. But anyway, a man that can blink, that not blink in the face of terror for, 12, 15, 24, 48, 72 hours and more. Dude didn't even blink. I mean, he just led New York City like a boss when they were going through that. Amazing guy. Anyway, does he have his faults? Sure. Do we all have our faults? You know, it would appear that way with the gross sales of 50 Shades of Grey and the fact that most men truly love looking at women, spending time with ladies, if you will, whatever. So, anyway, let's talk about Boko Haram for just a second again. Boko Haram loves spending time with girls. Sharia law, proponents of Sharia law love spending time with girls, right? And, the ages at which it's okay to marry a female is kind of interesting in and of itself, not to mention the female genital mutilation. Won't go there tonight. But I'm just thinking for a second that if Donald grabs a woman, that's certainly not right. But if he grabs a grown woman, you know, she can kick him in the family jewel sack or run away or scream or whatever. But on the plains of African desert, it's not quite as easy. It doesn't go as well for hundreds and thousands of girls and millions of women. You know, you look at, it's interesting because we could go back to remembering Darfur and Janja weed. The life cycle of a demonic group of cockroaches like Janja weed and ISIS and Al Qaeda. And it's so funny to listen to Hillary Clinton. Well, I really think the answer is, and she named one guy that we should go after, Al Qaeda. Now, the Washington Post in the last 18 months ran an article after al-Baghdadi got taken out or whatever, al-Baghdadi, I don't care, got taken out. They brought together their men. Men that like to sleep with 12-year-old girls. You know, like, they brought together, per that article, the number was north of 200 men, quote unquote men, right? Because they were looking to enact a new Sharia shank. Okay, so why not hit that compound? Oh, that's right, because Sharia shanks probably like brought their wives and their daughters and, you know, to kind of play that game, that Palestinian game, send your sons out to die for the cause and then look for bleeding heart liberals when you want coverage. All right. So, and that's sad. It is tragic. It's especially with the children. Now, if it's not a prearranged marriage and there hasn't been mind pollution so great that a woman can't, or that she can't get away, I just think it'd be hilarious if all the Sharia brides in the world just, you know, took off the same day. That'd be awesome. You know, and make sure that you're carrying some Russian firearms with you, you know, machine guns and so forth, you know, and just so you can take out these Sharia Shanks and the ISISs and the Al-Qaedas. Why would you want to hit a group of people, take out 200 demonic cockroaches at the same time, if at all possible? See, this is... And this is where it gets really interesting, because liberal America is so sold that hook, line, and sinker, they've been taken by their beloved number 44 and his take on carpet bombing. Conservatives don't want to carpet bomb Iran. Conservatives don't want to carpet bomb Syria or Yemen or Nigeria, or just because there's a more than a fair share of devils there. And then we have the occasional Dylan Roof, of course, once in a blue moon. But you know, here's the thing, though. Let's just imagine for a moment that 25 American lives are stolen from us. 25 Black American lives. Black Lives Matter. They do. They do to us, anyway. Let's imagine for a month that 25 black men are stolen from us. Let's imagine for a moment that the trigger folk were, gosh, other black men in urban centers. And that's one thing that's interesting, because getting back to gun control and to what really Donald Trump was pointing out in Rudy Giuliani and their figures in New York, or out of New York, based out of New York, rather, in terms of stop and frisk. Who the F is sick enough to not be okay with stop and frisk? You've got to be in bed with the devil himself if you're not okay with stop and frisk. Stop me. Come out to the country one day. Don't even announce it. Oh, even though Democrats are very good at that. Liberal Dems, hey, we'll be out. We're coming out to your rural section A on Tuesday at 9 a.m. to check and see how many of your guns are illegal frogs or fruit. So expect us at 9 a.m. because we're just that bright. Am I saying that all guns in rural America are legal? No. But I would be willing to venture my life's wages going forward that over 95% of the firearms checked in rural America will be purchased legally, will have been purchased legally, and used for legal purposes, whether self-defense in terms of someone that moves from a half step removed from Sharia law in terms of developing the lowest learner worm to no steps removed from being so irate that someone wouldn't put down his or her Bible as an individual simply because he or she holds to an actual biblical Christian worldview as an individual, God forbid, among the mod fam. All right, so we've covered a few things tonight. Let me just see. I'm going to scroll down here on my within my document to see if I have anything else left to cover here this evening. I think we're about at it. Oh, wouldn't you know? So that's where we're at tonight, folks. So, stop and frisk and or gun control. Last offer. Going once, going twice, 929-477-4090 to talk with moi, yours truly, Dakota Lone Star, about gun control. And if you're going to cry a crocodile tear for Sandy Hook, which is tragic, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do find it kind of odd. Anyway, I won't go there. But although it's okay for the Bowling for Columbiners, which are kind of in the hip pocket of the Farrakhanites, the Farrakhanites are in the hip pocket or the wallet of the Bowling for Columbiners, or vice versa. But either way, it's an interesting chase. Or read, if you will. If you're going to shed crocodile tears, which are real tears for that matter, wouldn't a real tear be emerge as 20 people an evening, give or take a couple souls, are stolen from us of the African-American persuasion, American of African roots? Shouldn't that be equally troubling? I, as a middle-aged white American, find that equally troubling, right? All right, it's been fun, folks. We're coming up on the 50-minute mark, minus 2 or 3 minutes on that break. The call number going forward, excuse me, is going to be 929-477-4090. I'd love to talk to you. And gosh, I don't know, can America be salvaged? Can American exceptionalism be salvaged? Because I've heard a lot of people in great droves, the same grove that popped America's cherry in terms of America's first half-white rock star, and that's looking to pop America's cherry back-to-back now, simply based on the fact that Hillary Clinton allegedly has female genitalia. But ask yourself this question. Do Nigerian black girls matter? Do Saudi Muslim girls and women matter? If so, why are you taking a dirty red cent, a dirty white cent, from any of these Sharia shanks, any of these, oh my God. I have friends from Iran, Turkey, India, a couple friends from Pakistan, and I mean, not close friends. I mean, but I just, if they're ever going to emerge free within their homeland, God forbid I mention the Christians, the actual minorities in the Middle East, Mr. President. God forbid I mention them. And you know what's interesting to me? People are so quick to say, oh, it's a you know, as Christians in the Christian worldview, it's a pre-trib rapture. That's what we're looking at. All the Christians are just going to be pulled out before things get really bad. Interestingly enough, they've gotten quite bad for the minorities in the Middle East, I'd say. Yeah, the cool thing is to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord, and those that name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ are present with the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, even the Lord Jesus Christ, Elohim, right now, and they shall be your judges. Oh, that's my opinion. But Dakota Lone Star can't have an individual opinion, for change has come to America. Adios. Amigos, my Spanglish isn't very good, even though I'm in a blended family of 5, Dominican and Puerto Rican and American, God forbid. white American double, God forbid. All right. Until next time, have a great day. God bless. Bye.